I were up to the bottom of your China base. The Gemara wants to know, we established that Rabbi Yehuda had charata from the fact that Mashkim and Matame Midoraisa. So you want to know now how extensive that charata was. Did he have charata from the whole Inyan? And he holds now that Mashkim are not Tame at all in that Torah? Or no, Mashkim are Tame, but they're not Matame other things in that Torah. That was the only charata. Toshma. Parash Shoshas Amechatos, a cow, drank the water of Paraduma, Mechatos. The Sarah Tame. So the Basar of the cow is Tame. Now you shechted the cow. Cow can't be Makabal Tuma when it's alive. But now you shechted the cow, and the water is still there, and the Basar of the cow is Tame. It's Makabal Tuma. The Mechatos is an Avatuma. Metame Gnava Tuma, and the Basar is Tame. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Botlu B'Neyehu. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's no longer Mechatos. Tosfos says, because of Hesach Hadas, apostles the Mechatos, not an Avatuma anymore. So therefore, that's what Rabbi Yehuda says. V'isol k'daitech mikelim u'dahadarbei. Ava ba'ochlim k'rab Yosef Reb Shimon Sfirolei, amai Botlu B'Neyehu. Lagamri. Noi the tuma chamur lo matamu, tuma kala miyum yitamu. So if Rabbi Yehuda still holds that mashkin are tame themselves, right, midoraisa, and therefore, what's it called, they could be matame at least midorabana, or the what's it called, what's the, why should this para be batlu b'meyeho, enachinami, the tumah of Mechatos went away. But the Mechatos touched this water. When it became not Mechatos, when it stopped becoming Mechatos, at that second, it touched itself. And at least it was Makabal tumah, like any Mashkin's Makabal tumah from an Avatumah. If you hold that Mashkin can be Makabal tumah, they're not Torah. So they should remain at least Tameh themselves with a tumah kala. They're a Rishon Matumah. And, but if you hold that Rabbi Yehuda holds that Mashkim are not Makabal Tumah Bechlal, then it makes sense. Rashi, Rashi. Shishosos HaMechatos, V'shochta Ba'odem B'meyeh, when you shechted the cow while the water was still in its stomach, V'shorah Tomei, Shemekabelos Tumah Mehen, because now that the animal's dead, so the Basar is Makabal Tumah from the Mechatos. The Mechatos Matam Mafilu Adam V'Kelim. Mechatos were like an Ava Tumah, the Matami even people in Kalin, Kedushi, Banogea, Bemea Nido. But Rabbi Yehuda holds no, that Rabbi Yehuda holds that the water is bottled inside the cow, the Enam Ruin the Mechatos. They're not Roy anymore, the Mechatos, because Hesach Hadas. You have to always have Bishomer, the Mechatos. Once they're in the stomach of a cow, you can't be Shomer there anymore. So they're not Mechatos anymore. They ain't old Shoshmon Aleim. Therefore, they're not called Mechatos, and they're not Matame anymore. Not as an Avatuma. The Islay Rabbi Yehuda, Mashkin Bi'alma Mitamu Ochel. But if you hold, Rabbi Yehuda holds that Mashkin Stam, or yes, Matame Ochel, at least with the Rabbana. Noi the Batli Mitoris Mechatos, the Ingin de Lohabi Tame Avatuma, Matame Oda the Kalin. Right, that we're saying now is that Rabbi Yehuda may hold that what's it called, that Mashkim are Tomei and they're Matame Ochlin or Mashkim. They're just not Matame Kalim. He was had Harata from the fact that Mashkim Matame Kalim. But that the Matame Ochlin or Mashkim, they see that, yes. So if you hold that Rabbi Yehuda holds that Mashkim can be Matame Ochlin, then why is this Parah, why is the Basar torn? It should be Tamei. True, it's not Mechatos anymore. But it's at least Tamei from Mechatos. Shem Mashke Tamei Milek Olayu. It still should be considered Mashke Tamei. Kishar Mashke, Matamei Basar Zeshu Ochel. Like any Mashke Matamei Ochel, if Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Yossi. V'amai Batlu B'Meyehu L'Gamri. Why did Rabbi Yehuda say that the Mashke are not Tamei at all? They're Batlu completely. Afilu Milatami Basar Zeh. Tehainu Tumas Ochlin Kala. It's not even mashma from what he literally said, but it's not matami the basar at all. Noi the tuma chamura la matami im nagu adam kelim bohem besocha meyayim. True, they're not mechatas anymore, that if an adam or kelim touched this water inside the stomach, they wouldn't become tame, because it's not an avatuma anymore. Do I ain't shame mechatas aleyim? Tuma kala kegonim habasar es habasar latamu. But a tuma kala, they should be matami, because they should at least be tame, like any mashkim or tame that touched mechatas. The hamashkin bihamaninu, the shame tumma lo paka minayu. The tumma didn't go away from them, then it tamu machmasatzma. They became tummy from themselves. If something becomes tummy by touching something else, it surely can become tummy by touching itself. The ein negiya gedolim mashay nogim biasma. There's no greater negiya than something touches itself. The chi ozo shame mechatas minayu at that second that it became bottle and the shame tumma went away. Because of mechatos, habilu mashkim shenogu mechatos. They remain now mashkim that touched mechatos. Elishmanin hamikulu adarbe. He had chalata from the whole thing. The kivin de bechutz lo matami mashkim ochlin elamit rabbanan. And since the whole inyan of mashkim being matami other things, even ochlin umashkim, is only mit rabbanan outside, hocha de mils lo shrich lo gosu. Here, since it's a totally unusual thing that a parish should swallow mechatos, they weren't gozer, and that's why he holds bottle b'nei'el. But if outside it would be tumah d'oraisa, then why shouldn't it be matame over here? Why should it be bottle b'nei'el? Mura says, my bottle b'nei'el nami bottle mi tumah chamur. It's not right. Maybe Tzakar Yehuda holds that it is Matami the Basar. But it's only Matami the Basar of what's it called Tumakala. But not that those things still remain Tumachamur. That's the machlokas between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanakama also remains Mechatos. And Rabbi Yehuda holds no. The shame Mechatos is Bapa. But any Hanami, the Basar is Tami. Because of Tumakala. And really, he only had Charata from the fact that it's Matami Kalim. But it's Matame Ochlin, he didn't have Charata. Tuma Chamura other the Kalim. Tuma Kala Ochlin. The Mura says, about Tuma Kala Matamu, Michlal the Tanakama Sober Tuma Chamura Nomi Matamu. Right, Bechora, you're telling me now that Rabbi Huda holds that it still has Tuma Kala and it's Matame the Basar. So then what's he argue on the Tanakama? Tanakama also holds the Basar's tummy. Elamai, you have to say that the Tanakama holds it still mechatas. Or the Sora Tommy Ptani. Lechora, it's only the Basar that's Tommy. Mashma that other things, Adam and Kalin, it wouldn't be Matami. It's not mechatas, even according to the Tanakama. Comes up as no machlokas. Tanakama holds that it's only Matami Basar, and Rabbi Yehuda holds Matami Basar. And everybody holds the Tuma Chamura went away. So what's the machlokas? Rashi, but the Sora Tommy Komar, the Lotini Elas Abasar. Even the Tanakama holds, it can only matame the basar, and not Adam the Kalim. Although Tuma Chamura, she had died in Shmon Aleim, Latame Adam and Ogeabohen, lo matame. Should be Huda Omer, but Neyam, it was Mechat. So that's what the Gemara's, Rashi explained the Gemara's answer. So it comes out, you hold that Rabbi Huda is only Mabatel then, from Tuma Chamura. But he also holds the Basar's Tamei, then what's the Machlokas, the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda? So Mora says, Kula Rabbi Yehuda, no, Enochanami, there is no Machlokas. The whole Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. The Chsure Nechsur. There's something missing you have to put in to make it make sense. The Hakitan. This is the way you should read the Mishnah. Parash Yishosas Tameichatas, Besara Tamei. Bamed Vorem Amurim Tumakala. Only the Basar is Tamei. Aval Tumach Amur Alo. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Batlo B'meyeha. Only Tuma Kala still has. But Tuma Chamura, that should be still considered Mechatos, and be Matame Adam Bekalim, that not. Why? Because Rabbi Yehuda said, once it's in the stomach of the Para, it's Batlo, because there's no Shmira, and it's Batlo Mishum Hesach Adas. Ravashi Omer, La'olam Batlo B'meyeha. So now, bottom line, we have no Raya, what's it called, whether Rabbi Yehuda had charata legamre, and mashkim are not metame anything, even ochlin, min haTorah, or he only had charata from kelim, but he still holds that mashka matame ochlin min haTorah. There's no raya from this because you could read it either way. Rav Ashi omer laolam batlu b'meyah legamri. So Rav Ashi says no. Enochinami, Rav Yehuda could hold that mashkim are matame ochlim in haTorah, and still in this case it's batel even from tumah kala. Why? Mishum dehavi lemashkis saruach, because here it became not only that it's not mechatos because it doesn't have shmira and it's hesach hadas, but it becomes putrid inside the stomach of the animal. Rav Ashi omer laolam begamri dafilu shem mashka bi'alma lekolai. It's not a mashka anymore. The havili mashka saruach. The Tanya b'Toras Kohanim, the chol mashka asher yishasa, the chol kli yitame, prat l'mashka saruach. It has to be a liquid that's drinkable. But if it's totally putrid and not drinkable, then it's not mekabel tumah. Rabbi Yoshi v'Rav Shimon omrim la'ochlin tmei. And now we're going back to the original case. So we haven't concluded one way or the other what Rabbi Yehuda holds. Rabbi Yehuda Vadi had charata that mashkim are not matami kelim in haTorah. But whether they're matami ochlim or not, we have no proof one way or the other. If he holds like Rabbi Yossi or he holds like Rabbi Meir. So now we're going back. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Shimon omrim la'ochlim tmeim la'kelim tahorim. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Shimon hold that mashkim are matami ochlim min haTorah, and therefore sotik, whether it's tamei or not, is tamei. And the kelim, mashkim, is only matami mit rabbanon, and therefore besotik, it's tahor. Zemara says, Omer Rabba bar Bar Chana, Omer Ish Lakish. Rabbi Yossi b'shitas Rabbi Akiva Rabbo Omra. Rabbi Yossi is going in the sheet of his Rebbe Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yossi was one of the last five talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. The Dorish Yitma Yitma. See one second what that means. Rashi. The Dorish Yitame, the Chsiv Gabi Ochlin, Tmeim Yitame. The Iunami Dorish Yitame, the Chsiv Gabi Mashkim, Tmeim Yitame. They hold that it's Mitame, other things, Minatorah. How do they learn it? Because it says, the Pasuk is, the Chol Mashke. Where is the Pasuk? Mikol HaOchel Ashiye Ochel, Ashir Yovol of Mayim Yitma. And there, Rabbi Akiva is darish yitma yitame. It's matame other things. And the chol mashka sheishase the chol kli yitma. Not only becomes tame, he darishes the yitma yitame. It makes other things tame too. Just like Rabbi Akiva darishes the first yitma to be yitame, they darishes the second yitma by mashka also to be matame. And therefore, mashka ma matame ochlin min haTorah. Dishnan, where do we see Rabbi Akiva Shita? Dishnan, Bo Bayom, Dorish Rabbi Akiva. Bo Bayom is the day that they were Memana, Rabbi Elezer ben Azariah, to be the Nasi in place of Rabbi Gamliel. Right, Dorish Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva gave the following drush. V'chol kli cheres ha-she'ipol mehem. Right, Pasuk says, V'chol kli cheres ha-she'ipol mehem. V'chol asher besocho yitma, the oso sishbor. If you have a kli cheres, which is Tomei, and something falls into the adir, it doesn't touch the kli cheres, falls into the air space of the kli cheres, so it's, the thing is Tomei, Yitma. It's Matame, the thing that falls in its air space. Eino Omer Tomei, Ele Yitma. Doesn't say it is Tomei, it says Yitma. Yitame Achiri. Anything that falls into the air of a kli cheres, Ms. Makabal Tuma to Matami other things. Limit al Kikar Shani Shaosa Shlishi Bahulin. From here Rabbi Akiva learned that a Kikar Shani is Matame to make a Shlishi Bahulin. Because that's a Sotik. It's not talking about Kodesh over there, it's talking about Chulin. Right? What's the case? Rashi. The Dorishit Bo Bayom, Biyom Shemino is Rabbalozov and Azariel and Asios. Asher yipo mehem al tocho. V'tanya v'hakol shochtim. Apa pishlo noga ela nikla ba'aviro. Havi le kli rishon. Uksiv kol asher besocho yitma. Machmas kli. Havi le ochol sheni. ואין האומר תמי, אלא יתמר לדרוש ביתמי. לימד עתיקו שני. Okay, so what's the case like this? The Kli Cheres was Makabel Tumba from a Sheretz. And it was now a Rishon Matumba. Sheretz is an Havatumba, the Kli Cheres is a Rishon. Something falls into the Avir of the Kli Cheres, it becomes a Sheni. Makabel Tumba from the Avir of a Kli Cheres, and it's a Sheni. And that Sheni, the Torah says, Yitma, not Tameh, but Yitma Mashma, it could be Matame other things. So from here, Rabbi Akiva learned that a Sheni is also Shlishi Bechulin. You could have a Shlishi Bechulin. Limit al Kika Sheni, to a Kromish Doi Beochlin, to the Si Basre, Mikol Ha'ochel Asher Ye'ochel. Right, Yitma. Any food that falls into the inside of a Kli Cheres, that's a Rishon, becomes Tame to be Matame other things. The who are you besochar kli yitma? Alma, kikar sheni, osa shlishi, viat bechulin. The cross stomachsi. The alekala neymer, the Oakland shaboma kabin tuma min asheretz. The lahavi aver kli, kiman the molly tuma, the navi ochalishon. You can't say that what happens over here is the following. The kli cheres had a sheretz hanging in it. So the kli was makabal tuma from the sheretz. Because whatever's in the avir of a kli cheres is matame it. Just like anything that's in the avir of a tame kli cheres becomes tame. So now the ochel went in another space of that avir kli cheres. So you could think the following. You know why a kli cheres is makabel tuma me aviro? Because it's considered like it's full. So when the sheretz is there, it's considered mamish like it touched everything, including the kli. That's why the kli becomes tame. Therefore, if you have something else in that airspace, it's like it touched anything else that's in that avir kli. So when the food was in the avir of the kli cheres, it was makabel tuma from the sheretz, because they both were in that same avir, and the avir is considered completely closed up. So the it's as if the ochel touched the sheretz. Rashi can't say that. And then the Och will be a Rishon. And you couldn't learn that a Sheni makes a Shlishi, because this Ochel is Tamei, Rishon. It actually, as if it touched the Sheretz, because it was together with the Sheretz in the Avir of the Kli Cheres. And the Meiler, it makes a Sheni. No big Chiddush. The Imkein, Akelim Shebavir Yitamu. Because if that would be the way that Avir Kli Cheres works, then it shouldn't be only Ochel that's makabel tuma me'avir kli cheres, but even keli should be able. In other words, you have a keli hanging in the avir of a kli cheres, and you have a sheretz hanging. So if the tuma works, that the sheretz as if it touched the kli, and it's now as if the kli touched the thing, a kli's not matame a kli. So it's not matame. Kelim are only matame ochlin or mashkin, not other keli. But if the way it works is that anything hanging in the avir of a kli cheres is considered as if it's all filled up, then if you hang a kli in the avir kli cheres and you hang a sheretz there, then the kli is makabo tuma from the sheretz because it's all filled up. It's like it's filled up with sheretz. But it's also filled up with the kli. So it's as if the kli touched the sheretz because it's all together in that avir kli cheres. And then the kli is makabel tuma, because the kli is makabel tuma from an avatuma. Elamai, since it only says ochlin, mikol ha'ochel, mash mekelim wouldn't become tameh. It's not that as if it's full. It's that the keli is makabel from the avir, and then the ochel is makabel tuma from the keli because it's in its avir. But the sheretz and and the food have no connection one to the other. It all has to go through the kli. Memela, it only applies to food, and it becomes a sheni, and it says yitma, it can make something else, tameh. You see that an ochel sheni can make a shlishi even b'chulit. The pirkin mefarshin and la behegi, v'al korch sheniu, u'menakli u'mekabla, shematami yisa shlishi. Later on, the Gemara is going to discuss this case again and explain it clearly, like Rashi says, I'm explaining it to you now. V'anishamati Kikur Osei Kiyotzei Bo. I also heard that Rabbi Kiva said a second chiddush. It's not just that the kikar makes a, what's it called, a mashkin, a shlishi, like ochel is matame mashkin. But here Rabbi Akiva learned that ochel is matame ochel, that it's osei kiyotzei bo. In other words, here's the exception where an ochel can be matame another ochel min haTorah and make a sheni into a shlishi. The issue of Rabbi Akiva, ochel matame ochel. Rabbi Akiva holds that ochel can be matame ochel. The Yev Shalom Akim. Now she says it's impossible to say that. The chiddush over here is that the ochel sheni can make a mashka a shlishi. Because ochel's metame mashka, but ochel's not metame ochel, and mashka's not metame mashka min haTorah. Mishim lo ashkechon lo behedya. We never find anywhere that Rabbi Akiva said this openly. The ayyadei adchak ne'amar. This whole thing is only because of the hechrich of how to learn this pasuk. The imkein ki akshi la'el v'ha'ein ochel metame ochel. V'dochit nafshi v'opnim v'drabbanan tame nemek Rabbi Akiva sirulei. We never find anywhere that Rabbi Akiva holds that ochel's matame ochel, that anybody holds ochel's matame ochel. And since we could learn this pasuk that it's not talking about yitame ochel, but it's talking about mashkin, then why set up the pasuk in a way that now is a tremendous chiddush that we never find mentioned anywhere? Better to set up in a way that's not such a big chiddush. The Rabbi Akiva gufei, Iri beva hosif edus aladusa. Right, the Chor could be like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was the one who was talking over there. The Kamon de Kamar lo kachoye, the lo matzi letchuye alia de tamze, lo matzino tuma osikiyotzibor. Harim matzino Rabbi Akiva, the Ay lechora. The Gemara takes on for the repartion. We never find ochel b'nitame ochel min haTorah. That's not true. Rabbi Akiva holds like that. Elamai, it must be Rabbi Akiva does not like that. The old behead you omer le kamon, bahu yitane le tamei samashkin velo ochel kiyotzibo. Later on, it says the Feirish that Rabbi Akiva is learning yitane, it's matame other things, doesn't mean other ochel. It means mashkin. So Rashi says categorically, there is no shita, even Rabbi Akiva, that holds that an ochel is matame an ochel. Only ochel is matame mashkin. But here, Rabbi Akiva's a chiddush that a sheni can make a shlishi the chulin. One second. And when it says kika sheni osa shlishi, it doesn't mean shlishi, another kika, it means mashki. B'hacha hechi dorish. So then, if, what's it called, Rabbi Yossi held like Rabbi Akiva, so he continued the drasha to the end of the pasuk. How is he darshan? B'chol mashke, asher yishase, b'chol kli yitma. Yitma, tami, to myself. So he's living the same drasha. Mashke, that are in a kli, right, are metame. And the metame ochlin. So you see, that what's it called, mashke, ma metame ochlin, min haTorah. That's Rabbi Yossi. And he learned it the same way that Rabbi Akiva learned that ochlim on the tamei mashkim in haTorah, he learned the same drasha, yitma, yitame, that mashkim on the tamei ochlim in haTorah. Where it says, ata omir l'tamei tumas ochlim, u'enu ela l'tamei tumas mashkim. Maybe not. Maybe it's matame other mashkim. Right? What's it called? Maybe it's matame itself, tumas mashkin. Just comes to tell me that it becomes tame, tumas mashkin. Not that it's matame other things, Rashi. The hocha gabi yitma the mashkin, the comer of Yossi, the matame ochel, hechi dorish le Rabbi Yossi, the mokile matame ochel, the lo matame mashkin ki yotzebo, the lo kli. Now, we know that Rabbi Yossi learns this pasuk that mashkin is matame ochel, maybe it's matame other mashkin. Or maybe it's matame a kli, like Rabbi Yehuda thought in the beginning. When it says yitma, yitame, how do I know that it's tafka other ochlim it's matame? B'chol mashka sheyishase b'chol kli, im hoya hamashka hazeh b'soko shel kli cheres, same thing. It's a continuation of the pasuk before. If you have now drinks in the avir of a kli cheres, right, to ha'alokoy yitame, it's matame others. The Doris by Yitani, Latani is Ochel. So if you have a Mashkins, Makabo, Tuma, from the Avir of a Klicheris, so now it is a Sheni, it also makes a Shlishi, what's it called, if it's Matane Ochel. So the Gemara says, maybe not. Maybe Yitane, other Mashkin. Gemara says, the Isokadatech Yitane the Sefer, but Tame Tumas Mashkin, what's it called? Ela Tame Tumas Mashkin, Amras, Lo Kachoye. Gemara says, no, that's the way it was to begin with. Gemara says, my Lo Kachoye, what does that mean? Lo Kachoye. Omra Papa, Lomatsinu Tuma, Shaotse Kiyotseba. We don't ever find Tuma that, what's it called, that makes, it's the same thing, Tame. A Keli is not Matame a Keli. Ocho can't be Matame Ocho. Mashka can't be Matame Mashka Minator. Only Ocho, Mashka, Kalim, Ochlim, or Mashkim, and similarly. So that we don't find. Therefore, if it says Yitame, a Kli for sure can't be. And what's it called? And a, therefore, well, Mashka can't be because ain't Mashka Matame Mashka. Elamai, what's left? Ochel. So we see that Yitane, a mashka, that's makabel tumah from the avir of a klicheres, that was makabel tumah from a sheretz, is matame something, and the only thing left to be matame is ochel. Ravina Omar, migufe de kron nami lomachis amras. Yitame latame tumas mashkin. Right? You don't need rapapa's raya, that we never find mashka matame mashka. From the pasuk itself, you can derive that it's not talking about Mutami Mashka. Why? The Iso Kedaitech Yitami the Sefer, but Tami Tumas Mashkin, then Yitami the Reisha Nami, but Tami Tumas Mashkin. If that's the case, Rabbi Akiva Darshan the Reisha, that it's talking about Tumas Mashkin, right? That the Ochel that's in the Avir of the Klicheres is Matame a Mashkin, right? And the Sefer is also talking about Mashkin. In the Avir of a Klicheres, is also Matame Mashkin. So why does it say these two psukim? Narvinu v'nichtavinu. Mikol ha'ochel asher ye'ochel, asher yovel of mayim, v'chol mashka asher yishose, v'chol kli, yitma. Let us just put it all together. Any ochel that's in the Avir of a Klicheres, or a mashka that's in the Avir of a Klicheres, are Matame Mashkin. Ochel's Matame Mashkin. The mashkim is the tamei mashkim. Why make it two separate cases? Two separate psukim. Yit, tre yitma lomali, why not say yitma twice? Just tell me the same tumah that an ochel that's in the avir v'klicheres is matame, which is mashkim, is the same tumah that a mashka in the avir v'klicheres is matame. Mashkim. Elamai, the first one's talking about mashkim, and the second one's talking about ochlim. Two separate things. See the two separate psukim. Ella, Yitami the Reisha, Latami Tumas Mashkin. Yitami the Sefer, Latami Tumas Ochlin. Rashi. V'iso kedaitach. Lo matzino tumas osik yotzi bokin amin lakamon. Like we learn later on. The lohachi karina yitame, lamei mardu tame, vein osik yotzi bok. Hu tame. We learn from a pasuk. Hu tame. That what's it called? It only is Tame itself, but doesn't make something else similar to it Tame. But it can make something dissimilar to it Tame. So Ma Ochel is not Matame Ochel. Mashka is not Matame Mashka. Well, that's Ochel Ochel. Mashka we don't know. That's what we're learning here. The Isoka Daiter, Hayat Tame, the Chsib the Mashka, the Sefer the Kro, the Tame Mashkin Kamar. If you think that the Mashka in the Sefer, that was Makabel Tuma from the Avir of Klicheres, is Matami Mashkin, then why make two separate psukim? The Reish is also Ochel Matami Mashka, because it can't be Ochel Matami Ochel, because there it says Hu, and the Hu is Mamayit, but it can't be Matami other Ochel. So we know it has to be Matami Mashka. That we know for sure. Ochel is only Matami Mashka, and not other Ochel. So the Sefer, if it's talking about Mashka, then put it all together. Elamai, the Sefer is talking about Ochel, and not Mashka. Mashka is Matame Ochel, Ochel is Matame Mashka, and you need two separate psukim. The Yitame Dereisha, the Sigabi Ochel, Arkochel, Matame Mashkin, Mok Milo the Kamen. Later on, the Gemara is going to say that it has to be Ochel being Matame Mashka and not Ochel being Matame Ochel, because we have a pasuk that's Memayit Ochel being Matame Ochel. Doch Siv La'il Mehai Kro Tame Hu. The Amrin and Hu Tame, they ain't also could be Osebo. An Ochel is Tame, can't make another Ochel Tame. That we know for sure. Ochel's not Matame Ochel. Whether Ochel's Mashka is Matame Mashka, that we don't know. But now we're dividing that it can't be Mashka being the Tami Mashka, because if it is, then say the whole thing together. Now we think that from the fact that the Torah said, Ochel is not Matami Ochel, Mashma Ochel is Matami Mashka. Why do you need two Yitames? Yitma, save one, and it's the same case. Ochel, Matame Mashka, Mashka, Matame Mashka. Elamai, the Sefer is not Mashka, Matame Mashka, it must be Mashka, Matame Ochel. Now the Gemara says, we'll leave this, starts a whole piece that we can stop in the middle, so we'll leave it here. Next, the Gemara's question is, maybe it's not an Ochel, but maybe it's not a mashka either. Maybe it means it's matami kalim. That mashka, that's mitkabel tuma from the avir of a kli cheres, is matami kalim, like Rabbi Yehuda held in the beginning. Right? That mashka is matami kalim. How do I know that it's not ochlim, not mashka, maybe it's kalim? That's what I'm going to discuss.